Well, before I go on, thanks, Gerhard. I have to thank the guests who have tuned into this. I meant to say it at the beginning, and the guests will have an opportunity later on. We will unmute the lines to have a chat. Now, I'd like to bring Gerhard. Is that okay to take across to Andy now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, just for the purpose of people listening, although Andy and Gerhard will be talking about dairy, this actually applies to sheep farmers, goat farmers, even horses as well. So don't think that we are just talking about an animal that doesn't concern you. So, Andy,
and
can we have a rundown? Sorry,
say,
again?
Before you start, Hugo, include every animal. Including ourselves.
Every animal.
Yeah, poultry as well.
Choice goes.
Yeah.
You'd include free choice for every animal.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Andy, over to you, sir.
Yeah, Hugo. definitely that comment there that Gerhard just made, every animal. I said that to someone the other day with what I'm doing here. It starts from the soil. Right through to us, ourselves. excuse me. It's the whole balance for everything in general. On that little note, with what
so
we've been
doing... When did you start your free choice, Andy? When did you start your free choice and just let the ball roll? I said,
yep.
Give us a bit of rundown when you started free choice and what you've noticed in the past and what you're noticing now.
Yeah, definitely, yep. Probably one thing I will say there, like you say, it does apply to every single animal too. But with what we've done, I started with you back in September, I think it was, when we were talking about it and you sent me the information to read up on and look at what we can do. It was the first week of October when I first introduced free choice lick to our dry cattle. Made up just a little trailer there with the different tubs, which were just 20 litre detergent containers there cut in half. And a little trailer just to go behind the motorbike. We put them out. And, it was very interesting to watch how the cattle responded to that and also as they responded week after week. Initially, I had some fine lime in there, some dolomite, kelp, sulfur, copper, zinc, rock phosphorus. And, that was all I had out for a start. And our dry cattle there, it was quite amazing for the first... Well, I remember you saying to me that they might really hoe into it for the first couple of weeks, and which they did. I thought, crikey, if they keep going on this, I'll be buying ton after ton of it. But, for the first couple of weeks, they really, really hoed into pretty much everything. And then they settled back and... like Gerhard just said before, it's really interesting to watch the cattle self-regulate themselves. There'll be a week or a couple of weeks or even a month that they mightn't touch a mineral at all, mainly the copper, zinc or sulfur. But then all of a sudden, for some reason that we don't understand yet, that they will really start getting into one of those minerals. That was our dry stock. Then in early December, I introduced it to our milking herd and cut out the mineral additive pellet that we were buying, which had some organic minerals in it, but a lot of synthetic and chemical additives in there as well. And our milking herd has improved a lot too, and they're really interesting to watch, how they consume the different minerals at different times. I was actually only talking to Gerhard yesterday that about 3 weeks ago, our milking herd hadn't touched much copper or zinc since early December. Then all of a sudden, yeah, about 3 weeks ago, they've started eating it like nothing else. They've just really, really got into it, and they've only just eased up on it in the last couple of days. So obviously there was a change somewhere along the line, whether it was in the silage feed that we're feeding them or just environmental change or something that they felt they had to, consume or their bodies required more of that mineral. Probably the only thing I can think of that was noticeable that there has been a mastitis outbreak in the area over the last few weeks, and which we've had a reasonable bit of, and that's the only thing I can think of else that has changed that would require them to consume an additional amount of those different minerals.
Right, and the weather conditions may have impacted on that. I mean, obviously something's happening out in the district that gives you that response across the whole area. So whether there's just new pick coming through because you've had some good rains and a lot of sowing and regrowth has happened, or whether there's something else greater than that we still don't understand, but obviously the animals have picked up on it and are showing it through the mastitis issues.
Yeah.
Is it clinical or subclinical? In other words, is it just cell count that they're seeing, or is it where they've actually got to now deal with it using antibiotics and...
No, it's been both subclinical and clinical mastitis.
Okay.
After the last walk to talk, I've actually stopped using antibiotics and using Gene Belstead's homeopathic remedies on the herd for mastitis, which is working really well.
Okay, that's good to hear that you're making progress with that. That's really out there with general people's thinking as well. But nonetheless, You've got to try these things because at the end of the day, there's no withholding period with any of the homeopathics, and provided the milk's still a quality that you want to put in the vat.
Definitely.
Just getting back to, you were talking about having a silo full of feed as well, grain that's had some organic minerals added to it as well. One of the issues with that is that if you happen to fill your silo up with the grain, then you're stuck with that until it's empty, aren't you? And so you might make even if you best guessed it and put minerals in there and thought, right, that should cover their needs, if you do get a condition like this mastitis outbreak, and the animals have got to be given those minerals, they're not going to have a choice, are they?
Yeah, that's right.
The
way we were doing it was with a mineral pellet that a nutritionist had mixed up, obviously, that by whatever methods. They recommended that it was so many grams a cow a day. And so that's what they got. But since having the free choice minerals out, it's blatantly obvious that so many grams of minerals per day for a cow is just waste of time, really, because the fluctuation in the amount of minerals that the cows consume is always changing from day to day. If we went too far as putting surveillance cameras on the mineral trailer and you could ID the cows and what they're really doing, I think you'd really find them that there'd be some cows there there all day flat out, and then they'd probably go a few days and mightn't touch anything at all. Or, yeah, vice versa. It's, that's probably, you know, it might sound a bit crazy, but, it, you know, it might be a thing to do down the track to sort of learn and understand a bit more about what's going on with the cows than what we used to think.
And you raised a point yesterday when we spoke briefly that, you know, we tend to possibly, each of us do, intuitively we take in foods that we know we will need for our body systems. And you said that you're really curious as to why the copper levels that they were consuming had suddenly gone high, copper and zinc, wasn't it? And
yeah.
There was no indication that we could detect or you could detect at the moment, but you sort of put forward the notion that maybe the cows are actually predicting something that they need to be prepared for and therefore indulging in those minerals a bit prematurely, or at least ready for what might be coming around the corner.
Yeah, definitely, that's right. Well, I remember Dad's telling me a story from when he used to live in South Australia in Adelaide Hills with the sheep that they'd always know when a big storm was coming because all the sheep would always move up into the scrub and away from open areas.
Okay.
So I think that the animals here, with the free choice of sort of know a little bit more what's going on than what we do, and like that, preparing themselves maybe for what's coming. For whatever reason it may be, and like I said before, maybe it was the mastitis outbreak that we've had in the area, probably due to the high rainfall that we've had lately. Yeah, they understand or know that's about, and they can feel in that they're boosting their system up and their immune system up with these certain minerals that they require.
Yeah. Now, can I just mention too that one of the things that's interesting that there's a connection that's been made by a number of people, and I think not least of which would be Jerry Brunetti, who's quite a respected animal nutritionist from America. And the issue of high nitrates comes up. And what in our discussions yesterday too, and in light of the soil test results that we finally got, and I've put together some information for you, on how to go forward with that. One thing that really stood out was the high nitrate levels. Now, the high nitrates do correlate with mastitis, as it happens. Now, if the nitrate's in a natural form or not, doesn't really matter, it would seem. And I just wonder whether the stock are picking up on this new growth that's coming through, whether it's pasture growth or other plants. Some people would call them weeds. And whether that may, in fact, be the cause of the mastitis outbreak. Any thoughts on that?
There definitely would be a link there. Just at the moment, we sort of haven't had the milking herd out on pasture much because we've only just rezoned everything but we've had dry cattle running around just picking up what has grown before we've sown it, and we have had a few fresh cows come in with mastitis when they've carved down. So,
yep.
There's definitely would be a link there, but also with the nitrate, not just with mastitis, like a lot of other health problems there, we've had in the past. Like you said just before, with the burnt patches from their urine, I remember only a couple of years ago, we had some spots there that you could tell exactly where every single cow had peed because the whole paddock was just covered in little dead round patches. So it's definitely a problem there. And also link to the health problems that we have within our cows.